쭉쭉 쭉쭉
You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Lots and lots.
I'm gonna double down.
Queen. Queen.
Yes! Yes, sir. You gotta love this town.
Welcome back. It's Perspective 7.0. You've entered Perspective's Casino and Resort, and I am your lovely dealer, Ashley Burgess. And by the way, don't forget to tip your waitresses tonight. Hey, this is Lucky 7. I thought that'd be kind of cool to bit the whole casino action from Rain Man. I thought that was pretty cool. So welcome back, all the devoted listeners. You're intelligent and you're beautiful, and you've entered the zone, the place to be. This is Perspective 7.0. You know, the big deal about this show is that we need to tell people that it exists. You need to let people know. Tell people. You are the pioneers. You're the reason why this show is happening. It's your ideas. It's your perspective. Show them and tell them what they're missing out on, because it's good stuff. You need to get out there and spread the word. That's what's so important. Spreading the word is rewarding, and we're going to reward you for it as well. We're planning a party soon, and you're definitely invited. There will be beverages, food, hats, t-shirts, and definitely sexy people that you can meet. And talk about very interesting stuff and really cool perspectives and have good conversation as well. So smart, brains, and body. You get what I'm saying. Next week, we're going to be giving away some really cool stuff. We're going to be giving away some products. We're going to be giving away some gift certificates. I have to run it all by management real quick before I do any of this to make sure it's the right thing to do, you understand? But tonight, actually, the first four people that Facebook me on Facebook get a free copy of my book, Live Your True Life. If you've ever checked out the website, it's a really great website. It's www.liveyourtruelife.org. Again, live your true life, not somebody else's, your truelife.org. And you got to check it out because I put stuff on there that you don't get to hear. You won't even get to read anywhere else. So a lot of those blogs and a lot of that content is new content, and I don't share it on the show because we don't really have enough time to talk about it, but it's some really good stuff. And so check it out, and you can check out the radio show as well on the radio show part, which is pretty cool. I always put new blog stuff out there, and it always seems to work for people, so check it out. By the way, my book, actually, Live Your True Life, is going into a second printing. We've sold 5,000 copies, which is really cool. And it's starting to work for people, and people are really seeing what it's doing to their lives, and I think that's really important. Soon I'll be actually having a big party for this unveiling of the second book, and that's going to be great because we're going to have KLIF out, we're going to be giving out t-shirts, koozies, hats, what have you, and definitely there'll be neat people, intelligent, sexy, fun conversations. I will be letting all the listeners know about that. All the Perspectives listeners are definitely invited, and you can bring whoever you want and have a great time. You know, before we get into really the topic of the evening, I just want to share with you that Brian Cuban is back tonight. Brian Cuban. Everybody knows Brian Cuban. He's a lawyer. He's fought Facebook. He's done a lot of things. He's been a proponent of medical marijuana. And we're going to actually get a little deeper in the subject tonight, and we're going to talk about his book that's about to come out and some things that you're only going to hear right here on Perspectives. Okay, just as important as motivation, like last week we talked about the idea of motivation and how it's unrestricted, it's unobstructed, it's just really pure, good motivation. And motivation breaks down into those five concepts, remember? The Ashley Burgess concepts of motivation. So you had work, you had love, you had ego, you had non-ego, and then you had that one thing that I talked about, that universal, all-encompassing motivation, which is really what rocks. It's the thing that you realize in life, this is the most important thing I got. This is what I have to do. This is my mission. I'm the only one that can actually do this, so I need to carry it forth. And nothing, absolutely nothing, I will let get in the way. We talked about motivation last week. We're going to go a little step further. Well, actually, we're going to go a couple light years further because I think y'all kind of got this. But the quickest way to stop personal motivation is on these five levels is to begin an addiction. An addictive personality is kind of a set of personality traits that makes an individual predisposed to addictions. And people who become substance addicted or dependent are characterized by physical or physiological dependency that negatively impacts the quality of their life. Which, if you really understand that frequently they're connected with substance abuse, a lot of people always think cocaine, heroin, even pot could be a substance abuse, but people can actually have addictive personalities, actually can be highly at risk of becoming addicted to anything. That can be gambling, food, porn, exercise, work, even being codependent on someone else. Being codependent on a wife or a husband, a girlfriend or boyfriend, or even a friend. You have to understand that addiction and addictive personality and addictive traits don't just stop at cocaine and heroin and all the other drugs. It can encompass anything. It's just a behavior. Through the show, and this is kind of interesting, we aren't going to go down the same roads that every show goes down. Every talk show, every in-depth report, they all do the same focus and they all talk about the same thing. But we're going to talk about the most important thing, the stuff that they never talk about. Their idea of lost motivation. It's the concept of when you lose a motivation and you don't have a motivation, the addiction can kind of take over you. But once you realize what your true motivation is, you can change it. When I meet with rehab facilities and speak, when I meet with clients that are in rehab or in sober living, or living on their own, or working daily to constantly stay sober, so that could be 10 years, 15 years of sobriety, I share what others don't, what they don't seem to understand. And that is, the human condition for me is so easy to understand that I get it. And the needs of the individual and the wants are right there, and I've really figured it out. A human must find what they love. They must find their passion, their calling to stop an addiction. Again, a human must find what they love, their passion, their calling to stop an addiction. I'm not saying, though, that somebody's going to throw the crack down on the street the second they figure out what their calling is, but it's almost that way. I'm saying that they don't actually think about the drug or don't want it. They realize what the level of importance is. So it's not necessarily that they don't ever think about wanting to take that drug. They think about what is more important than the drug. Once a person tunes into their true calling, they are now purposeful. They have purpose, right? They have purpose and they feel a true need and a rich desire to succeed and to follow through with this true and unique only them calling. So we all have a unique calling. It's all different. Nobody has the same thing. They're not cookie cutters. They don't give you the same one in the store and go, hey, here's your calling. By the way, you have the same calling as these 100 million people. Well, it's not true. Everybody has their unique one. It's all different. And once a person realizes with the help of a counselor, or, you know, somebody like me, like a life coach, or a life coach and a counselor, or on their own, what they want to do in their life, and they realize that they have talent, that they need to carry it through, they are definitely on their way. And just like anything, you have to start somewhere. You have to start. You'll have gains. Everybody has setbacks. Everybody has losses. But you'll ultimately succeed. If you keep putting it out there and you keep working to achieve, you will get it. There's a lot of setbacks. A lot of times when you actually recognize your true calling, the setbacks come in like they're just like coming out of the river. It's like every single thing seems to be a setback. But eventually you get past it. You understand that you need to do it. And it's easier to motivate yourself through those setbacks. The most difficult thing to deal with, especially a person that has been addicted for the majority of life, is doing little in the way of carving out any life that they find, because the problem is that they've always been addicted. So when you're taking somebody that's been addicted for 20 or 30 years, it's like starting from scratch, and they're starting their life from scratch because they don't have that drug. And a lot of times, maybe in that situation, they use drug as something to help them with their insecurity and other issues in their life. And so we're not going to really go right into that. That'll actually be on my blog. And so there'll be a lot of other concepts of addiction on my blog. So we can't go into everything tonight. But you have to understand that sometimes in that situation, the person, in order to make a change, needs to transform and transfer addictions. Honestly, understand the fact that, let's say somebody was addicted to cocaine or gambling, and they figure out, okay, my true motivation, my true calling is to do this, but I have to work to get there. So maybe the idea of transferring the addiction from the drug to the work is a good idea. And a person that has addictive behavior just doesn't stop being addicted one day. They either continue on the same path, which is really not a good ending, being addicted to that same substance, or they switch addictions. Because there is no cure and brain switch, so there's no switch off for the addictive trait, the addiction must be replaced with a better, more suitable addiction. Instead of drugs, gambling, eating porn, the person trades that one for, let's say, work or exercise. And even in this instance, the addiction must be put into check to be sure of extremes. And that's very important, because you can't extremely go crazy on exercising, because that could lead to possibly being bulimic or anorexic. you have to understand that concept. But if it's put into check, that person can obtain their goals, because they actually say that some of the most amazing people in the world, including Benjamin Franklin, amongst others, were actually known as addicts with addictive personality. It's kind of interesting when you think about it. The working to get to your life goals should be your number one priority, and all things that don't coincide with that vision must vacate. That's the concept tonight for the show. We got Brian Cuban calling in. He's going to be talking about, obviously, I guess you get the point about what we're talking about. He's going to be talking about his experiences with this situation exactly like we're talking about right now. By the way, if you have any other questions and stuff, you'll be able to check my blog this week, liveyourtruelife.org. After this break, we're going to join with Brian Cuban. You can call in too as well. The phone number actually to get to us is 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. After this break, we'll be right there at Perspectives Casino and Resort.